Well, as my fingers hitting the microphone just wasn't wanting to do it. I was like, no, I don't want to talk anymore.
Sticky fingers, Q.
I have to play that album early too.
We've already played Morning Sex. Now we've got Sticky Fingers.
We just played Sneaker Pimp, Stop It. Sneaker Pimp's Tesco Suicide. And also Angela Fabian, New Orleans, and Agnes Blues Rock and Roll Roots and Rock Festival. February 17th to the 19th, 3 days of music festival. It's a huge lineup. It's held up north at Agnes Water and 1770, which is North Queensland. Choir Boys, as well as Bobby Alou in the Palm Royale, 8 Bull Aitken, Angela Fabian Band, who I just played, 1920, and The Twine. And you can get onto the Agnes Blues website, theagnesbluesandroots.com.au, for more information for that event that's coming up.
Cool. Now we are joined by Coco Jade, and we're here to talk about a very exciting new, I'd say, underground event called Illicit. It's an anti-Valentine's Day party on Friday, the February of 10th.
Aha, aloha.
Welcome. Now, I'm going to read you a little blurb because I think it's fantastic. Romance is dead. It drowned in a sea of commercial saccharin and deflated helium balloons. It swallowed one too many giant Toblerones and now it's puking on the carpet. It slunk off in a huff after holding open one too many doors for bitches with tramp stamps. I love that. Romance woke up this morning in someone else's bed with no idea how it got there and no money for a cab. Now, Coco, has love been rough on you? What's going on?
I think it's been rough on us all.
Yeah.
What kind of, is this rough love, is it?
If that's how you like it.
No, I do.
It can be arranged.
Okay.
Now, Quentin hates Valentine's Day, so this is really up your alley, Q. So what's the...
Is that talking about rough love there? No, yeah. Sorry, go on.
Is that how you like it? Back to Coco.
So now, your question
what's
was?
What's the inspiration for this event?
Oh, look, the initial thing came from working in hospitality for years and years, and every year we'd do some, like, sickening Valentine's thing where they'd have somebody, like, serenading people at the tables, and every year I'd pitch to my bosses. I'd be like, let's have an anti-Valentine's party. It'll be so much better. We'll shove vases upside down into roses, roses upside down into vases, and we'll, like, mess this shit up. And every time they'd be like, yeah, that sounds great, and at the last minute they'd be like, no. And then they'd hire someone to do jazz and make people really awkwardly uncomfortable. So this came out of that going, yes, actually, let's just do all the weird things and all the different things. And this is for the singletons and for those that love differently and for those that love in interesting ways.
Yeah, because love can be dark and love can be painful and love can, you know, be shattering.
Be stupid ass.
And I guess it's great to embrace all those aspects of love because it's so weird the culture we've built around the concept of love, as you're saying.
Yeah, and it's really commercial and it's been turned into this whole, it's not a nice... Valentine's Day is not pretty for most of us.
Yeah. Now, so illicit, forbidden by laws, rules or customs. So what's brought up the word? What's the relationship between illicit and love?
I don't think we need to go too deep into it. We pitched the show. We had a pile of artists apply with some really random fruity acts and it's going to get weird.
Yeah. Great. But it's still about love though, isn't it? It's about different aspects of love, would you say?
Yeah. One of our artists, Nicole Piner, is doing a piece which is a contortion piece, which is a homage to the Black Widow spider who eats the heads of their lovers after they do the deed.
Hot.
Yeah, totes. Drop sheet for that one.
I'll come and watch that.
It's going to get really weird really quickly. Yeah.
My question is that even though it's anti-Valentine's, people will see that as Valentine's. It's sort of this...
Look, I actually think that this is the ultimate Tinder date.
Oh, exciting.
See, I've never done Tinder, so what does that mean?
Sign up, find somebody, invite them, meet you at the New Globe next Friday at 8:30 p.m.
Okay, right.
To be honest, I recently signed up for Tinder and I tried it and it terrified me because...
It's actually horrific.
I kept forgetting, do I swipe left or right? And then accidentally did a super swipe, which I didn't know I was doing.
That's such a faux pas.
And then this really big muscly man messaged me and said, oh, your body looks really hot. What do you want? And I thought, fuck this, I'm out of here.
So close. Yeah.
I'll have to try again, though.
Well, really? I don't know. It just seems to be a series of men with fish.
Yes.
Yeah, not in innuendo.
Exactly, exactly. And you can see how close they are. It's terrifying. So talk us about the other artists. Who else is involved?
We've got 10 pieces for this particular show. We were pitched a whole pile of different art and we've picked out some real gems. It's going to be emceed by Caitlin Strongarm, who just did the Volcana Quiver show last night. She was the MC for that, so if you liked that, you'll love this one. And then we've got Bibi LaBeouf and Ash McPash. Bibi's like one of, they're both like some of the premier burlesque tantalizing stars of Brisbane. We've got Phoebe Manning, who does character clown. Have you come across Phoebe?
No.
She will wrap you up in a little warm hug. Delicious.
Aww.
We've got Regan and Elise are doing Karni Sutra, 5 minutes acro balance, as many poses out of the Karma Sutra as they can manage.
Oh, hilarious. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds so, that sounds, yeah, keep going.
Yeah, you want more? Yeah,
a few more. I love it.
Nutty Vanek's going to do like an anti-striptease with body paint, also a drop sheet required for that piece. We've got Jay Blue doing boylesque, something for everyone in there. The Painproof Pixie, who's like one of the rising cabaret stars of Brisbane at the moment, is going to do a little piece about the kind of love that happens behind the big top. We've got Ariel, who is, she's in a local band named also Ariel, and she has these beautiful, dark, evocative vocals, and she's doing a piece with Richard Grantham, Jacob, and Wayne Jennings, and also with Painproof Pixie, and that's a homage to Salome.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Is that Salome?
Salome
seems to be on everyone's lips at the moment,
mm-hmm.
because we got several pictures to that, and I've just also seen it cropping up for some reason. Salome is hot right now.
Must be.
It's going back to 1991 again.
But it must be an energy around it that's referring to what's happening in the world. Like we'll have to do a little bit of research.
I first saw Salome in 1991, and that's when everything was Salome back then. It was a pretty wild time in the 90s.
And what was the core of it, do you think?
It was erotic. It was like going into a chamber kind of thing, and then you just, a lot of decapitations, of course. And that's where Salome relies on that.
We're going into a dark period.
But also Oscar Wilde did write Salome, I think.
A tragedy in one act.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to read it now. Mm. All right, we're talking to Coco Jade about Illicit, Anti-Valentine's Party, and we've got a track and we'll come back and...
Language warning, everyone, listen to this. If you love the F word, listen to it. You've got 4 minutes of F words galore. Just have a listen, everyone. 1, 2, 3. This is Fuck the Pain Away. I did give language warning, so I'm allowed to say that.
Bring it on. That's legit. This song's hot. Forget Tinder. Let's get down to this.
Friday Neon on 4ZZZ. That is Peaches. And in the course, we're going to say Fuck the Pain Away.
Great advice. Thanks, Peaches. I'll give that a go later on. Now, we're joined by Coco Jade. We're talking about Illicit, an anti-Valentine's party that's at the New Globe. I'm really intrigued by... Okay, so I used to live in Sydney and Melbourne. There was a lot of underground stuff, a lot of queer stuff, a lot of opportunity for artists to try new things, new ideas in a really safe, fun environment. But I haven't seen much of that in Brisbane. Like, where do you find... Like, is it there?
Oh, it's definitely there. You just have to dig. And I think also what happens is that there'll be somebody that takes up the torch for a year or so. Like, I've been in part of different crews that over the years, like, we've had different venues. It's either a venue or a crew or, like, ourselves, like a production company that will go for a while and take that. So we've had the Ice Cream Factory. We've had Sean Young Studios. We had Velvet Helmet doing it for a while. So Moment of Inertia, that's my current gig at the moment. And so we're doing that too. And it's kind of like... I don't think that it's not that it doesn't exist in Brisbane. I think that it really does and that the arts is really alive and vibrant here. Like the Yonder crew are doing really interesting stuff at the moment too.
Okay.
And
It's tight and it's small and you
I don't even know that it's small. I guess that we just never put it on the main street. Like,
yeah.
What's that? What's the cliche? How can you tell if someone's from Melbourne? They'll tell you and they'll always tell you like, oh, does anything even happen here? And I'm like, well, actually one street back from here, there's 15 things happening. We've got Browning Street Studios doing gigs. Like, you know, there's all sorts of interesting things. There's always has been.
Yeah.
Like that is a Brisbane thing. Like, and that ties into the old Triple Z thing from back in the days from the 70s. From the 80s, but I think that Brisbane is alive and makes really weird shit.
And it's very specific too. Like, that there's a certain a flavour or a note to the work that comes out of Brisbane because it's highly physical.
Yeah.
And it's often there's very quite multicultural as well, isn't it? Like, there's an input from different cultures here that I haven't seen in Sydney and Melbourne as well, would you say?
I would say also something to do with also the fact that it is a bit of the deep north here.
Yeah.
And that fervent... That feeds art. And that's always... When I was younger, I used to look at everyone who grew up in Brisbane and then they would move to Sydney or Melbourne and then they'd move to the States. And I always used to think in terms of how those scenes swallowed them and influenced them. But I didn't actually understand for a while that actually we breed something here and we take it there and influence them.
Yes.
And then it keeps travelling because what we make here is really interesting.
And quite isolated, I guess, in itself, in that way that it defines itself quite clearly before it gets immersed in other bigger pools.
Yeah. Well, and we also have a real... I think that the scene here is particularly with... I mean, I mostly run with the circus crew, yeah. And I think that it's very collaborative and has a good spirit of exchange. In a lot of places that I've been, there seems to be a tendency to go... People guard their tricks, they guard their stuff, and they go, oh, no, I'm not going to share that with you because that's my moneymaker. Whereas here people are like, oh, yeah, I did this thing. It's called this thing. Do the thing. Come on, I'll show you how to do the thing.
Yeah, that's
great.
And
it's a, yeah, I'm a big fan of Brisbane scene.
So if people want to find out more, do you put that on your Facebook page, like your company Facebook page?
Yeah, my company page, Moment of Inertia Productions. So it's MOI Production, Facebook/MOI Productions. And... So we feed a whole pile of interesting stuff onto that, just like hot tips and what other interesting art we're going to go and watch and see and dance to. And that also has just anything about the gigs that we're doing or the artists that we support or, yeah. And we are very much like a multi-genre one too. So so for next weekend, we're going to have burlesque, contortion, theatre, clowning. Like, we like to mash it all in there together. We're going to have some body painting. We're going to have some live music. It's going to be like a big collaboration that kind of meets on that anti-Valentine's. Yeah.
Bring it on. I love it. Fantastic.
Sounds sexy.
So where do we get tickets? So it's on next Friday, the 10th. It's on at the New Globe and people can buy tickets at...
If you go to our Facebook page, so MII Production, and then click through the event page, it's got a link there. Otherwise, you can just go in through the New Globe website and you'll be able to find it.
Yeah, and we'll put a link on our Facebook page, Friday Neon. Like us, love us. Come on, get your finger out.
It's $25 for like concession or students, or if you're a really poor arts person, you just buy a concession ticket and I won't even mind. And $30 for everyone who can actually afford. All the money actually gets split between the artists. We're not a legit not-for-profit, but we make no profit. We just share it around.
If you're taking someone out, just say it's not a date or anything to that effect. It is an outing.
Oh, no, it's just a mashup. Let's drink in and watch some, like, mad art.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is not romantic because it's just bollocks.
And it's going to be, honestly, the stuff that's being pitched to us is really twisted, interesting, cutting edge.
Mm.
I think what we do is we hold space. That's one of the reasons why we like some of these smaller venues is that people are more willing to test things that they might not do.
That's what I like.
On a bigger, more established...
Yep.
You might not take the secure pack or the powerhouse, but you might come and go, well, actually, I'm going to do some hoop diving that's got some really weird... Okay, it's going to get weird.
You may see some, I must be honest, some shit, but then sometimes you see something you'll never, ever see again. So it's that sort of dichotomy.
This will not be repeated in public.
But take risks, experiment. That's what it's all about. So thank you so much, Coco. That's brilliant. We'll put info on our Facebook page and you've got another request for a song.
Oh, yeah, I've got Anthony and the Johnsons for you.
Please.
Her Eyes Underneath the Ground.
Bless.
This is not romantic, by the way. It's not Valentine-esque. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.